Hey, everybody, welcome to Tapes and Scalpels. It's this thing where Max and I talk about movies.
We do, and we managed to not insult our audience last episode.
Yeah, you know. We're due, though, so watch your ass.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. Are you ready for that other shoe to drop?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Max, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I am also doing all right. I have no complaints at all, which is rare for me.
Well, we haven't started talking about these movies yet.
I actually like these two movies, so we're awesome. Good. We're good.
That's way cool.
Yeah, that's rare. So, Max, plug some stuff right off the bat.
Stuff off the bat, superliminalfilms.com for all your superliminal entertainment needs, or we really need you to just come check stuff out. That's really what it is. That's what I mean, needs. I mean, like, you don't need us. We desperately need you. We love you.
Oh, Max loves you, and he doesn't just throw his love out willy-nilly.
No.
It took me many years to get Max's love. I courted him in a podcast manner, and we just slowly built a relationship built on trust and microphones, and we got there.
He also may be holding family members hostage.
Yes.
Until I do 400 episodes of this podcast.
Yes, and then I will release them to you, and they're fine, I promise.
Okay.
And I'm on Twitter at mad_dog_Tim.
Nice.
You go there, you'll find everything you need on my end of the...
No, you definitely will.
So, Max, what you got, buddy?
I have a movie.
Ooh!
So, again, in the sort of order that is early January for me, my ninth movie of the year, according to my brain, is David Fincher's 2014 film, Gone Girl.
Gone Girl?
Yeah. Have you seen Gone Girl?
I have not.
Okay. So, the description, according to the IMDb's, is... With his wife's disappearance having become the focus of an intense media circus, a man sees the spotlight turned on him when it's suspected that he may not be innocent.
Ooh.
So it is very much a murder mystery drama kind of thing, and it there is a crazy twist in this film.
Okay.
So I will not spoil it for you folks who have not seen Gone Girl. It's David Fincher. You're in great hands with the visuals. The movie has Ben Affleck, Rosamund Pike, Tyler Perry, Neil Patrick Harris. And there's a bunch of people in this movie. It's awesome. It's big. It's based on a book, which was a best-selling book. And it's, I assume, very good. The story was very good. Even this kind of trimmed-down, adapted version was a lot of fun to watch. All the performances are excellent. Cinematography, of course, is gorgeous. I mean, it's David Fincher. Dude's an absolute beast. There's some really surprising stuff. It's really cool, and I don't want to spoil too much, so it's kind of sucky podcast topic
because
I don't
want
to talk too much about it.
I was aware of the movie, and I was just like, oh, Gone Girl, that's that Affleck vehicle.
Yep.
But I watched the trailer for this, and I was like, oh, that looks so good.
It is very
good.
And
I'm not, like I said on a previous episode, I'm not the suspenseful drama guy too often.
No, and this one I think definitely is worth your time when it comes to that.
Sometimes Affleck is really good.
This is a good example of it.
Would you say this is a top five performance from him?
Ooh,
I know that gets tricky. He goes all over too.
I think it's in the conversation.
Okay.
He does a really nice job.
That's fair.
Yeah. You hate him, you feel bad for him, he goes all over the spectrum of
emotions.
Yeah, drawing your emotions out. It's really good. IMDb score, which is probably the highest one on my list, 8.1.
Wow.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes critical score of 87.
Okay.
Audience score, like year's last episode, the same. 87.
Nice.
Yeah.
That speaks volumes.
Yeah. My score, 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
So, IMDb has this weird, like, where everything kind of chunks up between 5 and 7 for the most part.
Yeah.
My scoring becomes very chunky when it comes to, like, 6 to 8 is where I tend to put a lot of movies. Because to get it to exceed an 8, it has to really speak to me.
Sure.
To be below a 6, it, like, you know, 5 is kind of like my... It was okay. Like, I would teeth crawl to shut it off.
Right, right.
But below a 5, you really have to do some work to get below a 5. And you really have to be an awesome movie to get above an 8. So a lot gets shunted into this 6 to 8 realm.
Mm-hmm. So this is the top of your realm.
It's a good movie. Everybody is, you know, acting-wise, it's great. Like I said, it's just, without spoiling it, it makes me sound like a dope. Speaking about, this is good, this is good. But it is an awesome movie. It's really well done. I mean, Fincher's just... It's Fincher.
Yeah, Fincher. I mean, just, get at me, Fincher.
Yeah.
For what I don't know, but
yeah,
get on it, will you?
He's tremendous. What about you? What do you watch?
Well, again, I was with my wife, my daughter, and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I saw this movie once. Let's put on this. You want to see what the world has to offer you? Black Dynamite.
Well, I've heard of that movie.
Yeah. from 2009. Everyone loved this movie, by the way. They're like, okay. I can't believe this is real. I go, it's real, brother.
I'm surprised you watched this. But how old's your daughter?
19, 20.
Oh, okay. 20, all right. So 20. Boobies are not a problem.
Oh, no.
No, okay. All right. No,
whatever.
She understands what sex is.
Yeah, she gets it.
Okay.
IMDb, it's an hour and 20. That sounded terrible. An hour, we're keeping
we're
it in.
We're making it worse. Yeah.
Yes, let's just acknowledge it.
Sure, yeah.
1 hour, 24 minutes, action comedy. Black Dynamite is the greatest African-American action star of the 1970s when his only brother is killed by the man.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to him to find justice. Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
This movie is nearly perfect.
Yes.
Everything it does is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Directed by Scott Sanders, Michael J. White. My God. So good at everything he does.
Yeah.
He's like a lesser known Tom Hardy in that respect. You know, where we were like, Tom Hardy, he's so great. I feel Michael J. White has just always been great.
He's Spawn.
Spawn. So good at Spawn.
Spawn, he's in Dark Knight.
He's great in the Dark Knight.
He is.
He's the pencil guy.
Mm-hmm. He is. Yeah.
I love this. It's a love letter to black exploitation movies.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Which is a great genre.
Dolomite. Black Belt Jones. Shaft.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I could describe it to you, but you're like, that's all of them. Yeah. I was going to describe the VHS cover as I see it in my mind. But,
yeah, they're all so good. I mean, then you get like the Pam Grier stuff.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's really great.
Yeah, just tremendous.
So if you even have an inkling of enjoyment from that genre, you have to watch. You have to watch Black Dynamite.
If you think things are funny...
Yeah.
Anything in the world, you watch Black Dynamite.
Right. And if you enjoy it and you're like, I need more, there's a cartoon.
Yeah. Which is also pretty solid, by the way.
Arsenio Hall is great in this as well.
He's so good.
And Tommy Davidson.
The entire Pimp Council is...
So good!
Yes, there's a Pimp Council. You heard me right.
Yes. I want there to be one in real life. I bet there is.
But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs in the community. Do you know that was an ad-lib?
Was it really?
That was an ad-libbed line.
Oh my God, so good.
That's what happens when you work on Reno 911 for multiple years.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I love this movie. So this is the part where it's like, well, what would you rate a movie you're loving?
Yeah.
So IMDb gives it 7.4 out of 10, which mm-hmm. I think that's fair. Rotten Tomatoes, critics gave it 83.
Uh-huh.
And audiences gave it 85%.
I think that's criminally low.
I give it an 8 out of 10.
I would give this movie easy 9.5 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This movie's so... I mean, it just does everything right. Everything right. The gags with the boom mic. Like, everything that they do.
The boom mic gag got me good. I was in tears. You know what, though? It's an 8 out of 10 for me. I am very stingy with my 9s and ups.
Yeah.
So I think you'll see that as we're going on, too.
I saw this movie in the theater.
That must have been great.
I was... In literal tears, yeah. I was laughing. So, like, I could not believe that they had spoofed this genre so perfectly.
So perfectly, yeah.
So it's a lovely... You can tell it's not coming from a place of meanness.
Sure.
They all really respect the genre and what it did, especially for, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have Rudy Ray Moore, who's Dolomite, and, you know, Bullhorn, obviously, is a huge, perfect cliche of everything that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, just... It's top-notch stuff. It's such... I'm not big on comedies. Of all the genres, I'd say that's probably, like, one of my least watched.
That's nice, because I watch a lot of comedy.
Yeah,
so.
See, I don't like to laugh, I guess. Unless I'm with you, maybe? I don't know.
Aww.
I like to take funny moments from things, but I don't overall like to go into a comedy. And this one completely staggered me.
So that being said, and not counting Black Dynamite, what is one of your favorite comedies?
Well, my favorite movie, which you have to write in to Matt_Dog_Tim to get the information for, is one of my favorites, obviously. It's my mm-hmm. favorite movie of all time. I'd say under that, my top comedy is This is Spinal Tap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Hard to beat Spinal Tap.
So you lean towards kind of like the dumb on purpose kind of comedies, the slapsticky.
Yeah, I'd say that. Or the, like
your Monty Pythons, your Spinal Tap.
Yeah, for sure. Or, like, if they go, like, just go for it in your comedy.
What about things like Dumb and Dumber?
Sure. Absolutely. Fairly Brothers stuff. I think my favorite Fairly Brothers is still Kingpin.
Oh, Kingpin's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't dislike comedy, and there are some comedies that are really high up for me. It's just, it has to be a really good comedy to get High Score and Black Dynamite, for sure, one of my favorite comedies.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, damn. That didn't take long.
No. No.
Episode 5?
Yeah.
4? Yeah. 9? Where am I right now?
Moving it over to much different... holy crap. I don't know if you've ever seen this movie. I had seen only parts of this movie before I watched it. 1996, David Cronenberg's Crash.
I had heard of this movie, of this movie, but I had not seen this movie.
Yeah, so here's the description, and it's not really great. After getting into a serious car accident, a TV director discovers an underground subculture of scarred, omnisexual car crash victims who use car accidents and raw sexual energy they produce to try to rejuvenate his sex life with his wife.
Yeah. I watched the trailer to this.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, what am I watching?
Yes.
But like in a good way. Like I'm like, this is out there.
It's Cronenberg. You're in good hands. This is a weird ass movie.
Right.
So this movie has James Spader in it. It's got Holly Hunter, Casey Jones, Elias Koteas.
Yeah.
And Deborah Kara Unger, who plays James Spader's wife in it, who is ungodly hot in that movie.
The blonde?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, she is way, way hot. And there's...
she's straight out of an 80s music video.
Yeah. There's like, yeah, that's my aesthetic for sure. But yeah, this is like... I mean, there's plenty of nudity, so you don't have to worry. If you're going in for pure boob count, you're going to get there with Cronenberg's Crash.
If you ever wanted to watch pornography but thought it needed a story.
Yes. And it's kind of, it's so weird. Elias Koteas, I think, really is one of the best performers in it. He is disturbing.
Yeah?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Like, I mean, like he hooks up with all the different women. He tries to hook up with Spader at a point.
Mm.
Oh, it's real weird.
Yeah.
It's real weird. And they really get off on these, like, this car crash or near car crashes. And it is... a bizarre, like, I have no idea what would be like, yeah, you know, I really need to make a movie about this really off-the-wall perversion. And it wouldn't be so bad that it's an odd perversion,
mm-hmm.
but he does such a good job of making these people so perverse.
Weird. Yeah, okay.
It's real nice. It's got Rosanna Arquette in it, too, so if things get weird in the 90s, she's usually involved. So it's like, holy hell. Like, I was not anticipating, I didn't know what to do watching this movie. But I was just like, what the fuck? By watching, it was out there. I mean, even for Cronenberg,
right?
Like, you know, I mean, The Fly, you know, Naked Lunch, it still completely threw me for a loop. Like, I thought Videodrome would be the pinnacle of throwing me for a loop from David Cronenberg.
Mm.
No,
wow,
yeah. I don't know if I can recommend this. The performances are great. Cronenberg's direction is on fucking point, right?
Yeah,
like, this
right.
is peak Cronenberg. It's a weird ass flick.
Do you feel bad if you recommend it and people feel the same way as the characters in the movie?
I mean, good on you, I guess. I mean, you know, good for you with your super hot wife, I guess.
Yeah.
And Casey Jones is always a treat.
I wish I was friends with Casey Jones.
I mean, who doesn't?
Wrong people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So there you go, Cronenberg's Crash.
There it is.
Oh, did I do the scores? I did the scores, right? No,
do them again.
IMDb, 6.4 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, 59 for the critics, 61 for the audience, so
okay.
No one really knew what to make of this one.
Sure, and I that sounds fair.
I gave it a 7 out of 10, because not because I'm amped to go rewatch this movie,
mm-hmm.
but because it does what it does with
correct.
Absolute it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Then you'll love this.
All right. Well, my next movie guarantees you I'm going to butcher some names. Max, how you feel about anime?
Love it.
Do you?
I do.
All right. Well, I have an anime classic. Classic?
Okay.
You have to put in context that in the 90s, you weren't getting you were getting slow trickles of anime. It isn't the juggernaut that it has since become.
Right.
You know, before that, all we had really known and was Astro Boy a little bit. Speed Racer was the big one.
Sure.
So the manga company was putting out anime. And Ninja Scroll is my pick right now. I don't know when I watch it. Sometime in January.
This was one of the ones I was more excited about on your list.
Really?
I've seen this movie.
All right. Ninja Scroll is from 1993. Probably came here more towards like 95-ish was the boom. That's when you got your Akira came back over here. You
yep.
had Ghost in the Shell.
Mm-hmm.
This was in that wave, that initial
yeah.
big push.
And then yeah, the final big shove, late 90s with Cowboy Bebop.
Yes. Yeah, so this is your cornerstone of all your anime needs. Mm-hmm. A vagabond swordsman is aided by a beautiful ninja girl and a crafty spy in confronting a demonic clan of killers with a ghost from his past as their leader, who are bent on overthrowing the Tokugawa shogunate.
Mm.
The only complaint I have of this description is you don't know the one character's a spy until later into the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that they gave that away.
Yep. That's why I made a little noise while they were thinking, I know. He's such a great character, too.
He's a very good character.
Yeah.
It is directed by Yoshiaki Kawajiri. It is starring Koichi Yamadiri, Emi Shinohara, and Takeishi Ono. I do better with Japanese because I watch a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, actually worked out pretty well. I was going to say you're a brave man because I wouldn't have attempted it.
Yeah, I do better with Japanese.
No, that was good.
Again, this is animation, action, adventure. Didn't use that anime word. Yeah. Three A words and no anime in there.
That's right.
This is back when it was called Japanimation.
Japanimation.
Which is just a dirty word, I guess, now.
Uh-huh.
This movie is really great. I watched this with my daughter's boyfriend. It was just me and him. He's like, I want to watch something cool. I was like, hey, did you ever see Ninja Scroll? I was like, hey, kid, you ever seen Ninja Scroll?
Nice.
You need this. Because I was like, let's pick something you and I are going to like that nobody, the women aren't going to want to watch. They're not into it. So good. So good. There are such a diverse, weird villainy in this.
Yeah, to say the least.
There is some weird sexuality in it, but I thought it was very cleverly done.
It was. There was a point in this movie, so I bought this in the blind.
Okay.
At the Millville U-Cell flea market.
Oh, yeah.
So I put it in, and there was a scene where I was watching it with Paul and Jared.
Okay.
And I said, if he rapes that girl, I'm going to be really upset. 3.5 seconds later,
he rapes that
I was
girl.
Really upset.
Yep. Yep.
But yeah, there is a prior scene to that where that character rips some dude's arm off and drinks the blood.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's so iconic of a scene.
Oh, it's frightening.
And Ninja Scroll, I remember, like, I think my first introduction to it was at, they used to do this trailer for all the manga releases, and Ninja Scroll is so much of it. They played a KMFDM song during it. Like, they're like, America likes industrial and metal. And
sure.
Throw it in there, KMFDM. The song was Ultra. If you want to listen to it, it's a good song. But yeah, this movie is all the cool samurai stuff with all the cool monster stuff kind of thrown in as well. Yeah,
and they give it no explanation. Really.
No.
It's just, this is what's up. There are demons, kind of, or whatever
sort
they are.
Of kind of.
Yeah, monstrous folk. That's it.
Yeah.
Do you
need? And like, there's a loose story, and it all comes full circle in the end. And they went back to certain things.
Yeah, they do a nice job of actually hiding the story in
what's going
on.
They really try. They're like, don't look at the story that's kind of unweaving.
Yeah.
Let's just look at the guy. He's fighting the other dude. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yep.
This is eyeball porn for violence and samurai action. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could just say more about it, but it's just like, man. It's just so much fun to watch.
One of the first makeups that Paul did when we went to makeup effects school was turn me into one of the characters from this anime.
Really?
Yeah. Well, a version of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it the guy drinking the blood out of the arm?
It is not. It is the guy with the bugs.
Oh, the bug guy's so cool.
Yeah, and I happen to really not like the bug of choice that they use.
Oh, no.
I have a pretty extreme phobia, and Paul caught dead ones.
Okay.
In the lights. And he pulled them out. He did some surgery on the dead corpses of the bugs,
man.
And I still was shaking like a crazy person because I have a phobia of that particular
bug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there photos of this somewhere?
There are.
I need to see these at some point. That's really cool.
Yeah.
You need to give me that photo, and I can put it into the teaser.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll see. Yeah, he should still have it. It's one of his portfolio pics.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That made my heart happy. See, these are things I didn't know I was going to get out of this.
Yep. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Ninja Scroll is a treat for sure.
Absolutely. I loved it.
Yep.
Did I do the scores? No, I didn't.
I was going to say, I think I didn't do them, so just go for it again.
7.9 is IMDb's score out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave it 93%.
Holy shit.
Audience score, 89%.
Okay.
So it's rated high. So I think a lot of people know this is eyeball porn, but it's a very intelligent
eyeball porn. Well done. I mean, the lighting, even like everything's so well addressed. Some of the better animes, the lighting's really well addressed. The music's really well addressed. Like the sound design. and really all that.
Yeah, the music was really strong in it. Yeah. Very strong. I give it an 8 out of 10. So as much as I love this movie, it's still hard to get over an 8 for me.
It is, yeah. You are a monster. You're a gatekeeper. I can't wait till something gets over an 8.
And you'll be like, you don't, you like, you I feel like it's, Black Dynamite better than...
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to, I feel like no matter what now, it's gonna become disappointment when I hear what hits over an 8.
Well, spoiler alert, it's not going to happen for a while.
Okay, fair enough. Well, then you'll definitely have to come back for the next episode. Well, maybe you can skip the next one because it's not going to be for a while. But you never know what Tim's going to give really good movies, so you should definitely come back next time.
That's true.